From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Israeli soldiers shot dead at least two Palestinians, including an alleged knife-wielding assailant in the occupied West Bank Tuesday. It comes 4 months of tensions that have continued to simmer. The Palestinian Health Ministry said a 21-year-old Palestinian was killed by Israeli army gunfire during a confrontation between troops and protesters in the town of Beit Jala near Bethlehem. The military said troops had fired at rioters and who had hurled firebombs and rocks at soldiers. In a separate incident, a military spokeswoman said troops fatally shot a Palestinian who tried to stab a soldier in the West Bank city of Hebron. Palestinian officials gave his age as 17 and said another Palestinian was killed by Israeli soldiers in the city. The Israeli military, meanwhile, had no immediate information about a second fatality in Hebron. Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's seriously concerned that German citizens might be among the victims and wounded in an explosion in Istanbul that killed at least 10 people earlier Tuesday. In comments to reporters, she said, "We must ascertain that today Istanbul was hit, Paris was hit, Tunisia was hit, and Ankara, too, was already hit. Today, international terrorism has shown its ugly face once again." A Syrian suicide bomber is thought to be responsible for the attack, which killed at least 10 people, including foreigners, in the heart of Istanbul's historic Sultanahmet tourist district Tuesday. For the seventh and final time of his presidency, President Barack Obama will stand before Congress and the American public to lay out his vision for his remaining months in office for the future of the United States. His State of the Union address will be carried live here on VOA at 2 hours Universal Time. This is VOA News.